Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking video of children in a Philadelphia Islamic center has emerged that shows them saying that they would chop off the heads of Jews and infidels for Allah. This is unbelievable. Some of this radicalization we knew about happening over in various parts of the Middle East, including within Gaza, but this is happening right here in America. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This footage is shocking, Matt. It is children, little children, and I would say that they're probably, what, Holly, 8, 9 years old, mm-hmm. maybe?
Yeah, like
At the oldest, maybe. Yeah, they're second, third grade. And they're conducting like ceremonies, plays, songs, and they're raising their hands, and they're speaking in Arabic, but there is translation under the screen so you can see what they're actually saying. And these individuals, these children, are being fed with propaganda to kill Jews, to demonize the Jews, to say that there's only one Palestine, meaning that Israel does not have the right to exist. And this is happening, Matt, right in Philadelphia in an Islamic mosque. Now, this Islamic mosque is part of an organization that was founded, that grew out of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, you know, at the home of the Liberty Bell, of Independence Hall, where our Constitution was created with, freedom of religious expression, the First Amendment, where Benjamin Franklin and where they prayed that they would get over an impasse and that God would bless this emerging United States of America. Now we have, you know, these young children being used as pawns by these Islamists, talking about chopping off the heads of the infidel, a nation founded on the precepts of the Judeo-Christian tradition. It's chilling. It's chilling. And the footage is uncanny.
The footage is chilling, yeah. These children are in a Philadelphia Muslim society. That's the society. And this society has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is the mother of all these organizations founded in Cairo, Egypt, in the 1920 area. And they birthed a lot of these terrorist organizations. Well, this is one right here in the United States. It's the Muslim American Society Islamic Center. That's what it's called, Muslim American Society Islamic Center in Philadelphia. And it posted the video on its Facebook. It posted it on its own Facebook. So they're proud of this. And in one of the video, the children in the Philadelphia Muslim Society, they say, we will sacrifice ourselves for Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa is the mosque on one end of the Temple Mount in Israel, in Jerusalem. You have the Golden Dome, that's the Dome of the Rock, and then you have that grayish mosque dome on the other end of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that's the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's known for terrorism. So here they say, we will sacrifice ourselves for Al-Aqsa. We'll chop off their heads, subject them to eternal torture. Now, there was a person on Twitter who responded to this, and it really caused some reaction, even with some within the Muslim community, including Mohammed Tawhidi. He tweeted, we warn the West from what we fled from in the Middle East, but the West doesn't want to listen. This is your next generation. He's giving a warning again. You need to wake up, people, because this is the generation that's coming up next. This is how they're being brainwashed. And he fled from the Middle East because that's how it was over there. And now he sees this happening here in the United States of America.
You know, this breaks my heart, guys, because, you know, the enemy is after our children, whether they're in the womb or they're outside of the womb. The enemy is after our children. That's our future. But this Allah, this is not the God that I know or you know. You know, he would never ask that. So to see these children being brainwashed by the enemy, willing to give their lives and chop off someone else's head, is so tragic.
And it's not just random either. In the Muslim Brotherhood, in their writings, they have written over and over again and publicly, specifically about what they call civilization jihad, and destroying Canada, the United States, the West in general, from within. They talk about populating and civilizing and becoming, you know, in the United States of America, and undermining and destroying from within. And here we see it on display in these videos.
Yeah, the Fox News report on this said one girl talks about martyrs sacrificing their lives without hesitation to conquer Jerusalem. And it goes on to quote, "We will defend the land of divine guidance with our bodies. We will sacrifice our souls without hesitation," close quote. That's what another girl says.
These are little girls.
Quote, "We will chop off their heads and we will liberate the sorrowful an exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will lead the army of Allah, fulfilling his promise, and we will subject them to eternal torture," close quote. In a statement to Fox News, the Muslim group said, "These are not isolated incidents. They are happening in major cities of the country, including in Pennsylvania." Fox added that the Muslim American Society, the Islamic Center there in Philadelphia, where this was taking place, did not respond to a request for comment about the video.
And, you know, we did programs earlier about the two congresswomen that are Muslim defending Palestine and those, you know, actions. Well, this is part of it, folks. This is part of it.
Yeah, and so you see this attack on Jewish synagogues, and obviously you see the attack on Israel by Hamas in Gaza. Some of this anti-Semitism is being fed right here in our own country, being nurtured. But it's really sad, Holly, when you watch this video, to see these young kids. This is how they're being
raised.
They
should be out playing, being children, not by being brainwashed to be soldiers.
I know, they're literally
killers.
Being brainwashed to be killers.
And brainwashed, deceived, and you know, Satan is described as the deceiver in the Bible, Revelation 12:9. Allah is described as the greatest deceiver in the Quran, Surah 3:54. You know, so I mean, the parallel, Allah is not Yahweh. Allah is not God the Father of Jesus. And the Islamists deny that Allah had a son. They deny the deity of Jesus Christ. That is deception. That is deception.
Yeah, well, we do need to wake up, as this one person that I mentioned in the tweet said. He fled from the Middle East to get away from this kind of nonsense. And yet it's happening right here in the United States. He said, wake up, because this is your next generation. It's not just happening in the Middle East. You know, there is a website called PalWatch.org, I believe, palwatch.org, and it monitors in Israel. It monitors the radio and television, some of the videos that are being promoted and the propaganda being promoted there by the Palestinian Authority and also by Hamas in Gaza. And I've seen these kinds of videos before, but they have been over there. They haven't been here. I've seen these videos exactly kind of like this, not exactly doing the same words, but very similar, where they dance, they sing, they engage in plays. If they say something like this, then they get applauded. So they're getting accolades for being anti-Semitic, literally wanting to give their lives. I've seen videos where they come in pretending to have suicide vest on. Little kids, same age. But that's been there. Now it's here in Philadelphia and it's elsewhere. So we need to wake up to what's happening in our own backyard. Pray for the protection of Israel and the Jewish people. Pray for the protection of Christians around the world who are facing unspeakable atrocities because of their Christian faith. We work with many organizations or events around the world through our ministry, Liberty Relief International, helping persecuted Christians around the world. But also we've seen it happen here where people enter into churches or they attack churches. It's happening throughout Europe where they're attacking, burning churches. I pray that the body of Christ, pray that people will wake up, that we'll come together and push back against this radicalism. For more information, visit lc.org, lc.org. You can sign up to have some of our various emails right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.